And away we go. Here we are. Oh my goodness. We're almost to the end of the month of January and also the end of this work week. How about that? Now, I'm all for that because this weekend, now see, I hate saying stuff like this because I can't really delve too deep into why I can't tell you, but it'll flush itself out as time goes on. But a lot of big stuff going on this weekend. A lot of very exciting stuff going on this weekend that I'll be able to fill you in on Monday morning. By Monday morning, I'll be able to tell you all about it. So it's an exciting time as we come to the end of January and get ready for the month of February, which is going to be very interesting, to say the least. Now, 15 minutes after the hour, January 30th, 2020. So today is 1-30-2020. 1-30-2020, not bad at all. Let's do our bicentennial moment here right off the bat so we can get to our housekeeping and then get into the big show today. And I think it's a show you're really going to like because we have got some interesting giveaways. The bicentennial moment today for Thursday, January the 30th. Did I say 29th? I think I did say 29th. No, I said 30th, 1-30-2020. You know, I'm going to talk about my memory today because I was having this conversation with somebody the other day, and will I forget to talk about it? Probably. That's the horrible thing about memory. I won't remember to talk about it. But here's the bicentennial moment. January 30th, 2020. Throughout Marion County's history, several communities and locales were established but now remain primarily on old maps. They include Beach, Bel Air, Gardens, Belvern, Bethlehem, Blows Grove, Bryan Station, Burlington, Centerville, Clements Corner, Clyde, Columbia, and Gurley Station. So there are lots of communities that are no longer around. That's today's bicentennial moment. Now, I'm going to start off this morning talking about my memory because I don't have this written down. Now, you tell me what you think. Because like that little moment I had there. Now, it might just be because I'm doing a lot of things and thinking about a lot of things and the synapse hasn't clicked in just yet at whatever time it is in the morning. You know, 15 minutes past the hour at this point. But here's what happened the other day. That really startled me in the memory department. Because I don't forget to show up to places. I know where I need to be, what time I need to be there, what I need to do, so on and so forth. But the other day, I had somebody, during the break, walk into the studio. Now, I know this person. I know this person pretty well. I mean, I won't say very well, but I know him pretty well. We've met several times. I hear their voice all the time. I know who they are. I don't see them a lot, but I, you know, we've met, and I know who they are. Now, they walk into the studio, and I say to them, there are two of them, and I knew both of them. I knew both of the people. They walk into the studio, and I say, can I help you? Like, I had no idea who they were. And one of them actually said, Scott, this is, and he said his name. And, you know, like, in that moment, I did not recognize. Now, see, didn't I recognize, or is my brain just shot? That's the question. I don't know. He had a hat on, and he had a coat on, and I had not seen him in a few months. So maybe that was just it. I don't know. But, you know, I'm not sure if that's a sign I'm losing my mind. Maybe I have, like, early onset something. Because, you know, sometimes I cannot think of a word. Like last night, I could not think of the word orbit. I was trying to say there are certain people I don't want in my orbit, you know, like my life orbit, and there are people that I do want in my orbit. But as I'm saying this, I could not remember the word orbit. And it took me like a minute and a half to come up with the word orbit. And then to top all this off, which I never talked about, but a couple weeks ago, and I've had the same phone number now for quite a while, I had to give my phone number. I think I was writing it on a form or something. I had to fill my phone number. Oh, yeah, I was at the, where was I? Oh, I had a doctor's appointment, just a checkup. And I had to, every year, you know, in January, they make you fill out the forms again that you fill out every year. And I had to put my phone number down on there, and I could not remember my phone number. For the life of me, I could not remember it. I thought that I was sitting there and I thought, how could I forget my phone number? I give my phone number to people all the time. If I leave a message on an answering machine, I give my phone number. I've written it down for people. Could not remember my phone number. Just absolutely could not remember my phone number. Now, between the phone number, not recognizing the person earlier on this week, and not being able to come up with certain words at certain times, do you think that I should go get checked out? Because I don't know what's going on. Because in general, I don't think I'm forgetting things. I've not missed any appointments. I've not missed any places I needed to be. I, you know, remember to eat, remember to do all those things that you need to do. But they're just certain things that for some reason are going out of my head. Now, what do you think? What do you think that's about? It's very strange. 740-383-9944. Do you have any opinions on that? 740-383-9944. And it's a strange thing because I can remember stuff that happened a long time ago. I have no problem recalling that. I can recite a story from years ago. I can remember people's names. It was just the person when they came in. Like I said, I don't know if I didn't recognize them because they looked different and I hadn't seen them in a while or what. But do you think this is call for alarm? Do you think I maybe should go get checked out to see what's going on? Because, you know, that does kind of frighten you for a minute when somebody calls you out on it. When they say, hey, you know, this is me, you know who I am. Well, yeah, and once they said it, I knew who they were. But boy, oh boy, that is a strange feeling, let me tell you. Has anybody ever had any problems like these? Or am I just nuts at this particular point? I could be going nuts. You know, that's possible. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. I'd love to hear from you. Oh, good. This is somebody to tell me that I am going nuts because it is quite possible. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
You're remembering. You have what they call a short-term memory. You can remember things a long time ago, but something just recently, it happens and they call it short-term.
Well, but you think I'd be...
It happens to everybody. It happens to everybody. Me too. I can't remember something that happened yesterday, but I can remember something that happened a year ago.
Well, you know, it's interesting, though, because I've only had it one time, but I thought I would be able to remember my phone number, and I don't know why.
Well, I do the same thing. Oh. It's called short-term.
Short-term. Well, hey, that's interesting. Thank you.
Yep.
Well, that could be. It might just be a short-term memory thing. I wouldn't doubt it, because the short term goes sometimes. But does anybody else have any opinions on this? 740-383-9944. Am I losing my mind, or is this just a common occurrence? Maybe a short term, maybe my memory operates in the short term at this point. I do know, I've read articles over the years, that at a certain point in life, you do start losing brain cells, no matter what age you are. That, I forget what age, I think it's like 26 or 27, something like that. That your body at that point stops making brain cells and the depletion starts. And some people's deplete a lot further, quicker and further than others. But I don't know. It's just startling when it happens. Because I click, but you know, then I thought, well, maybe I just misspoke. You know how sometimes you get into the pattern? Because usually when people come here, they're picking up a prize or something like that. And they are people who I'm trying to help. So I thought, well, maybe I'm just in the routine of asking everybody, can I help you? And that's why I did it. I don't know. It's just different. Has anybody else had these troubles? Chime in at any point, 24 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. But like I say, in general, I can remember things that happened a while ago. I can remember, there was a member of my family who used to say I had a brain. Do you remember this saying? You have a brain like an elephant. Now, I don't know why that was a saying, but I remember a lot of people saying that. I guess elephants had long-term memories. Does anybody know where that saying came from? You have a brain like an elephant? I don't know why that was a saying, but it was. It just meant you remembered every little detail of every little thing. And I had a family member who used to say that about me all the time. You have a brain like an elephant. You never forget anything. And I don't think I do forget things still to this day, but I apparently, like little social things, I can't remember anything. So there you go. But if you want to weigh in on this, 740-383-9944. You know, it's funny how things trigger things in your brain. Do you remember the joke about the elephant? I haven't heard this joke told in years. Do you remember the joke that used to be told about the elephant and the Jell-O in the refrigerator? I don't even remember the joke, but it was a joke that a lot of people used to tell. I think it was about an elephant and Jell-O and a refrigerator. And it wasn't a very funny joke. And to be honest with you, I never even really understood what the joke was about. Does anybody remember what that joke was? About the elephant and the Jell-O and the refrigerator. If you do remember that, call me because I'd love to hear that. But I haven't heard that joke told in a long time. But that used to be a very common thing for a long, long time. It had to do with an elephant, Jell-O, and refrigerator. And something about footprints. An elephant left footprints in the Jell-O or something like that. I forget what that was the punchline, but I forget what the setup was for that joke. Does anybody remember that? Let me know. 740-383-9944, because heavens knows I won't remember it. Okay, well, one thing I do want to remember is we got Jeff Ruth in tomorrow. Legendary Marianne broadcaster. I saw him Tuesday night. Confirmed. He just got back from Cancun. And he will be in tomorrow morning. I think the entire morning, because I know he's going to be on with me. I know he's going to be on with Charlie. And I'm pretty sure he's going to stick around for our Exchange Club program tomorrow from 12 to 1. So we'll have a great time tomorrow with Jeff Ruth on this station. So you won't want to miss that. I'm sure a lot of you were longtime Jeff Ruth listeners. So tomorrow morning, you will get to wake up with him again. And we will discuss everything in the world. I'll talk to him about memory. You know, he did radio for 40 years. We'll talk about things that you forget for some reason or another. Now, what else did I want to talk about this morning? Oh, I do want to thank Abby Crowman for coming in yesterday morning. I did not get a chance to do that publicly on the air because we took it right up till the end yesterday. But people were calling in when she was done and wanted to talk to her after she shared her very personal story. Now, you know, the first hour yesterday was just fun. You know, Abby and I are friends. We had little arguments. That was a lot of fun. And it was what it was. But the second hour, which is the first time, by the way, I learned this yesterday, that's the first time she's ever shared that story in public. She's told family members and things like that, but never had told that story in public. And I thought she did great, and I thought it was a very brave thing to do, to tell that story, because I always think when you tell a story like that firsthand, and you're telling it from Marion, it helps other people. And I was never more sure of that yesterday than as soon as we got off the air, we had two or three phone calls, people who wanted to talk to her off the air and thank her for sharing her story. So if anybody wants to say something publicly right now, please feel free to do that. 740-383-9944. Did you like that? Did you not like that? Let me know. Because I think that type of programming is important. We have a lot of fun here from morning to morning. We have the celebrities on. We do trivia. It's a lot of fun. But I think every so often you do something like that because that's real life. It's truthful. And hopefully it does help people in the long run, because generally that's what you're trying to do with radio. You want to educate, entertain, and inform. Those are the three duties with radio. Educate, entertain, and inform. And I thought she did a great job of that yesterday. And I often think, because I'm pretty well a closed book when it comes to stories. I don't have any stories like she told, but, you know, I'm just not open in that way, and I think it would be very hard to tell a story like that of what she went through. So I commend her for doing that. I think it was very brave, very just impressive, and we're glad she made it through it and is here on the other side. So we thank Abby for coming in yesterday. I thought that was great. So what else do we have? And the people who called in when it was over to say how they liked it and talk to her. That was very nice. And I know she appreciated it to a great degree. Okay. Oh, McDonald's this morning. Hey, I got through the line at McDonald's this morning. There was hardly any line at all. Can't talk, apparently. There was only like three cars in the line this morning. Very quick. The line moved very quick. And that's always a pleasant thing to get through the line at McDonald's and be able to get my drink and get out unscathed. Now, what else did I want to talk about here? Oh, I want, you know, radio people, television people, broadcasters in general, podcasters, whatever they are, they rarely get a chance to thank the audience. And I have had so many interesting interactions with people lately. I want to say something at some point here that I'll get to momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Are you on me? This is Sean. I called in during the show, and me and Abby, we bonded like, we're new besties. I hate to tell you, but we're besties now.
Oh, you think you and Abby bonded yesterday?
Yeah, we're besties now, so you're out of it. That's the competition.
Well, you know, I think Abby and I might have bonded over that 2 hours yesterday, and I think our bestie stance still stands at this point.
Oh, really? Is that right?
I think so.
So you don't think I knocked you out of the bestie spot?
No, I don't think you knocked me out of the bestie spot. I think that Abby and I are still besties, and it's kind of a nice bestie relationship to have.
Yeah. It was a really good show. I enjoyed calling in, and she's really good on the radio, and it was very interesting.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Yeah.
So what did you think of her appearance yesterday overall?
Very good. It's good to have, because when you have people on the radio that agree on everything, it's so boring. So when you have like people that disagree and challenge each other, that makes it more interesting. Because that's what you know. That's why you turn on the radio, because you want to hear like you don't want to hear the same old agreeing stuff, and you want to have somebody that's going to disagree with you. You know what I mean? So she did a really good job of going against you. It was really interesting.
Well, that's interesting, because our disagreements, Abby and mine's, are pretty genuine. Those are disagreements.
Yeah, and plus you guys got chemistry because you guys work together, and it made it interesting because, you know, a lot of people didn't know what you guys actually did with the kids. So that was very interesting that you guys interact with the kids the way you do, and which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Now, my question is, and I'm getting a little word from this on the side, because I think, was it earlier on this week? It was either this week or last week that you had said that you were now, I don't remember how this went down. See, because I can't remember anything. Apparently my brain's shot. But that you were besties with Bailey. So now are you trying to replace Bailey with Abby?
Oh, okay. I knew that was coming. It was a joke at the Bailey. It was just a joke. It was via Bailey Zerbesky. It was just a joke calling in this morning because I was just giving that Scott a rough time.
Well, see, here's the thing. What I can't understand, why are you always taking my, like, leftovers?
Whoa. Holy cow, that's not true.
Well, no, it's true because many people know when Bailey was on this show for several appearances that she always wanted to be my bestie. She said we were besties and so on and so forth. And then when I made Abby my bestie, Bailey got angry, and that's when she wanted to be your bestie, only because she could no longer be my bestie. And now here Abby comes along, and I say she's my bestie, and now you want to be besties with Abby, which would also knock Bailey out of the barn. So it's like they're my bestie first, or they want to be my bestie, and when I turn them down, then they come to you.
I guess I'm What is that? Is that like a slight cake or something, or what?
No, I call it leftovers.
Oh, leftovers.
Yeah.
Lord.
You get the leftovers of whatever I'm dealing with. You know, when I discard a bestie, then they come your way.
Bailey, if you're out there listening, it was just a joke this morning to get Scott going. I just wanted to call in, and because, you know, I called in yesterday morning, and I talked to Abby, and it was very interesting yesterday, calling in.
Well, like I say, you can have Bailey as a bestie, because I know she's just trying to compensate for losing me as a bestie.
Well...
No, it's true. I mean, I know you're choked up. You don't have anything to say about that, because that is the truth.
That's the truth.
Well, we know it's. I mean, do you doubt that's the truth? I mean, let's get you honest here on a polygraph. Do you doubt that that's the truth?
It could be. Maybe she is just angry because you did go the other way.
I've had that before in life. No, but you know what? Here's the thing. The bottom line of this whole thing is, Abby is great, as people heard yesterday. Abby's very cool, and so is Bailey. Bailey is great. Bailey's very cool. So I'm just lucky that I have all these great people in my life. And you know, if you're lucky enough to have that, then, you know, you're really sitting good.
You know, it'd be pretty cool to have a round team with all of them there, you know?
Well, I don't know if I told you this. Yeah, I told you this. We talked about this. That Michelle, who's the other person in my group with Abby, Michelle and Abby and I are going to be starting a podcast. Now, people will be able to hear this on YouTube on the internet. Now, you're not, and this will be like once a week. You won't want to miss this thing. This will be a hit.
So, you know, how come I get left at all this?
Oh, here we're going to bring it back to you again. I was just trying to give you some good news, and now you're going to bring it back to you.
Well, you know, first of all, see, I think you're being quirky this morning.
No, so, I'm just saying, what did I just say to you that had to do with you? All I said was is that Michelle and Abby and I are going to start a podcast next week, once a week, one hour, and I was asking your opinion on how you thought it would go, and your response had nothing to do with the opinion, had nothing to do with the podcast. It was about you.
I had to bring it back on me because I haven't even done a podcast yet.
Well, we can get to that, but I'm saying, what do you think about that podcast?
I think it'd be very interesting. What's the
going to
be about?
Well, we've discussed it, and I think that one's going to be more of kind of a current events, broad topic, maybe just general life story, hodgepodge type of a podcast, but it'll be three people, so you also get the male and female perspectives, because we're all about the same age. And that's kind of interesting, because I don't really know of anything like that right now.
Well, fine. Do you think we'll do a podcast together then?
I wouldn't want to run up against our podcast if you're going to try to do that.
Is that right?
Well, no, I don't think you and Bailey want to take on me and Michelle and Abby. Now, not that you and Bailey both aren't fine people, but I don't think you're going to, you know, take us on.
We will be number one.
I don't
think... You guys know how you guys were talking about challenge yesterday? Challenges? You know how you put that card down on the table right for those kids?
Oh, when I beat Abby in that card challenge? Yeah, I remember that.
And she said she didn't know it was a challenge?
Well, that was a lie, because really, she just didn't want to say she lost.
Oh, is that right?
That's what I understand.
Oh,
now, by the way, Bailey and I do a podcast. I haven't even mentioned that here. Bailey and I do a podcast twice a week. You can get it on YouTube. Just go to the BS podcast. I think we've done 11 so far. So go there. Check them out.
15.
They're interesting.
I think there's 15 on there.
What?
I thought I saw number 15 or something.
No, we haven't done 15. I think we've done 11.
Oh, I thought I saw 15 on Facebook.
No. And I have to tell you, doing these podcasts with Bailey is just a lot of fun. I always tell people if, you know, not that people have a bad, I've never known anybody to have a bad impression of her, but the truth of the matter is that she is tremendously smart. She's tremendously funny. She's tremendously with it about what's going on in the world. She gets how to do a podcast. She gets that you just can't, you know, kind of send it into the ground. She's a great co-host on the podcast. She's been a great co-host when she's been in here.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I have nothing
podcast,
but...
In podcasts, you can say anything. Doesn't matter what you...
but some people never learn it. Some people never learn really the hang of it. I mean, anybody can sit behind a microphone, but the truth of the matter is you never really... They never really get it. They never really become good hosts. They never really become good interviews. They never really become that. It just doesn't happen for some reason. Anybody can sit and be a guest. Now, that's easy. But to actually be in charge of it, that doesn't always work.
Absolutely. It's very hard. It's a lot of work. You have to come into the material. You got to make sure it's good material. And you got to make sure it's coming across good.
Well, you got to be able to think on your feet too, because you don't know what people are going to say.
Absolutely, yep. And you got to make it interesting. Because if it's not interesting, people are not going to listen.
Right, and with Bailey in this particular case, you know, one episode could have been a fluke, but after doing 11 of them, it's no fluke. She's just good at it.
And it's very good. I listen to some of them. I haven't listened to all of them. But I listen to a lot of you guys' podcast, and it's really good.
I think they are good, and I think a lot of that credit has to be given to her for being able
Absolutely.
To pull off that and pull it off continuously. And so, no, I've got nothing but good things to say about Bailey.
My bestie is good.
Do what?
My bestie, she's good.
Yeah, I think she is good when it comes to that. I think she's very sharp and together, and I think a lot of people maybe underestimate her, and that's a big mistake, because underestimating her, you're going to come up with the short end of that stick, because she is great in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. So, what was your topic this morning besides the Best Beef part and then podcast? And I turned it on around 8:30 this morning.
Well, I think it's apparently I'm losing my mind, because some people came in the studio the other day, and I knew who they were, but I said, can I help you? And then they actually said to me, hey, it's me. So,
Was it Zach?
It was. I wasn't going to say his name, but he probably wouldn't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
No, I'm just saying that it's more about losing my mind. And the fact that also not too long ago, I could not remember my phone number when I was filling it out somewhere. For some reason, I could not remember my phone number.
Well, it's probably because you never dial your phone that often.
That could be. I don't know.
Oh, you don't call yourself, right?
No, I don't call myself, so it's kind of strange. I don't know. It's just a weird thing. Let's say it's just one of those weird things.
Yeah, you know, I had those days. I had one of those the other day when I was a half hour late to work. But that whole day was just shot. I had no clue what was going on. I was in my own little world. I couldn't remember anything. I was sitting at my desk, because, you know, I have an office desk. And I was sitting there, I was like, I was totally gone the whole day. I was like, you know how you wake up? Because you wake up out of the blue because, you know, you forgot to set your alarm, right? Because, you know, Americans, we live on a fast beat. Because we all live by alarms or whatever, right? To get us out of bed or whatever. The working people, you know, that the people that work every day, that have to get up and work and be at a job, have to set alarm. And so when my alarm didn't go off, I woke up. You know how you're like in your own little world. You know, you're like trying to, and it's just a weird feeling. Have you did that before?
You know, I can't say I've ever really had that, but I, you know, sometimes I'll forget words, and sometimes, like I say, I'll forget names that I probably should remember. I don't know why that is. I don't know. It could be a short-term memory thing. It could just be because, you know, as you get older, the depletion of brain cells go down a little bit. I don't know. It's a strange thing. You know, somebody told me something interesting yesterday, that the older you get, the less melatonin your brain makes, which is why you sleep less. Like, you'll know people who are in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, they just sleep less. Well, I didn't realize that your brain stopped making melatonin at a certain point.
Well, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, but I mean, it takes a while. I mean, you really got to get up in an upper age for it to start really affecting you. But yeah, that's why people who are 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 have a lot of trouble sleeping.
Huh. Interesting. I did not know that.
I'm just full of medicals here this morning.
Well, you sure are. Maybe that's why, because I'm getting up there. I'm getting over the hill. And maybe that's why I can't hardly sleep here lately.
Well, I think they tried to roll you up the hill, and the hill flattened out. So now you're on the downslide.
Hey, now why are you criticizing me?
No, that wasn't a criticism. You just said you were over the hill.
You just said I flattened it.
Well, what's wrong with flattening the hill?
Because I'm fat. That's what you're saying.
No.
I'm grande. I'm hard.
No.
I'm a bigger bone person.
Bigger bone. No. Did you just call yourself grande?
I don't know. I'm just picking up words.
Oh man. No, that had nothing to do with it. All I was saying was that, you know, to be on the down slope of the hill's got to be flat.
Why does the hill have to be flat?
Well, certain people who go up the hill are going to flatten the hill. I mean, let's be honest.
Because of me.
No. Listen, hey, the other day, one of our... and I'm not going to say the name, but, you know, it's the truth. The other day... I can't even tell this story. The other day, somebody here at the office, one of our friends, one of our people, was here at the office, and I'm not really sure what happened, to be honest with you, but they... They lost their balance, and they fell on the little end table and smashed it.
No.
Oh, yeah.
But the table in the office.
Uh-huh.
The coffee table.
No, not the coffee table.
The little tiny one.
The little tiny one.
They smashed it?
Well, they fell on it.
What?
Yeah,
how'd they lose the balance?
Well, my understanding is they were getting up, and they went to grab a chair because they lost their balance, and they grabbed the chair with rollers on the bottom of it, and you don't want to grab a chair with rollers on the bottom of it to steady yourself, so they fell straight down on the table and flattened it.
Oh, geez. Did he get hurt?
They were limping that night.
Oh, God. Well, I guess we'll know if he has the neck brake. You know, the neck brake's on again. Remember you used to wear before the neck brace?
Yeah, but I mean, I feel awful that, I mean, that probably hurt.
I'm sure it did. Put it on an end table like that, I mean, it would.
But I'm just saying, you know, that was flattened, but that has nothing to do with him. I'm just saying that sometimes things are flattened out.
Well, the end table is probably, you know, made of, what do they call that, cardboard stuff?
Well, it could be, but that's what I'm saying. You said that my thing about the hill was making fun of you, but I don't think it was. I think I was just pointing out what would happen.
Okay, yes, see, you're going off track. A hill and an end stand are two different things. A hill is made of dirt. An end stand is only wood. You can kill wood. A hill, I don't think by walking up a hill, I'm going to lay out a hill.
Well, I thought we were talking metaphorically. I didn't think we were talking about an actual hill. I thought we were talking, because I thought we were talking about being over the hill, which isn't, it's not like all people who are over the hill walk over an actual hill. I thought we were talking.
Oh, okay. So you would, okay, hypothetically.
Yes. I was just.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, I think the studio might be jinxed, to be honest with you, because that person fell and hurt themselves on the coffee table. And over Thanksgiving, Bailey was up here trying to dance, and she hit the furniture and fell down. So I'm starting just to feel like this might not be a good place to be sturdy.
We might have a ghost up there.
A ghost that likes to trip people?
Yes, you never know.
It's one of those things. We've had a lot of incidents like that.
But I have not, broken chairs. You cannot blame any chairs or anything. I have not broke anything in this office whatsoever.
No, but when you sit down, I do notice that you try to go to a chair that you think will not break.
No, wait a minute. Will you watch me every time I come in there?
No, I watch you because you'll like try. You'll test it. You'll like put your hand on it and make sure it's kind of sturdy, and then you'll sit down.
That's not true.
Oh.
That's not true at all.
Oh, get the polygraph out.
The polygraph. That's not true. Well, some of our stuff is junk anyway. We gotta get rid of it. But,
nobody else seems to fold these chairs up like you.
I mean, no, think about it. Some of the folding chairs that we had over the years are pretty raggedy. I mean, they can be thrown out.
Just tell me one other person who's broken any of those folding chairs in the 6 years we've been around.
I'm sure there's probably been over the people over there. At the time, I can't think of anybody right now.
Well, I'm saying, but who has broken, at this count, 4 of those folding chairs?
I mean, I broke a few of them.
Okay, so if we can't even think of one other person that's broken even one of them, and then we've got one person who's broken 4 of them that I know of, what do you say about that?
They're junk. They're not.
Well, why aren't other people breaking them?
I don't know. Probably because they don't weigh as much as me, I guess.
Okay, but I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying I don't think it's the chair being junk because other people sit in them. It's just that, you know, not every chair is meant to hold a certain amount of weight.
I'll bring it in a cement block.
That's right. If you just had a cement block, we wouldn't have any trouble.
Right.
No, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, if you went to one of these old houses, you know, that had the old furniture.
Oh, yes. I've been there, done that.
Right. So, yeah.
But
does that mean the furniture's junk?
No, I had some bad memories over the years. We went to these places with people's house. Remember that?
Who?
Remember some of the places that we went over the years and did some interviews?
Well, yes, and sometimes they had very old furniture and you could not sit down.
I know, because I was afraid I was going to smash.
Right, but everybody else was sitting down.
And then I was going to sit on this old army cot. It was the old, I mean, this is probably back in my, 1920, probably.
But here again,
I was afraid to sit on that.
Here again, the man slept on it every night, and it was not broken. But yet you were afraid that if you sat on it, you would break it. And then he would have to sleep on the floor for the rest of his life.
I know. So I was like, I had to stand. It was already a hot box, and it was. Oh, my goodness gracious. That was one of those miserable interviews.
No, it wasn't. No, the interview was good.
Oh, I was like, God, shut up. Let's go. That's what I was praying.
Well, listen, you could have went out in the hallway and sat.
Oh, remember, I opened up the screen door to get the mayor.
You could have done it. I'm sure he would not have minded. This was Bill Nimmo, by the way, the late Bill Nimmo, legendary announcer of Tuesday Night Fights, and he was the Johnny Carson's announcer for many years before
Ed McMahon. Very nice
guy. Right, so why are you knocking Bill Nimmo's apartment?
No, I understand he was 90 years old and, you know, and stuff, but, oh, goodness. A fat person just cannot survive in a hot box.
Well,
it was like in July, I think we went there and did it anyway.
No, it was a dead of winter. There's pictures. There's snow on the ground outside.
Oh, I don't remember that. But.
I mean, I was okay.
I know you had a suit on and everything else.
Right, I was fine, and I sat down. He had some very old furniture, like a wooden furniture. I sat on it. I remember doing the interview on one of the chairs.
Yeah, you did.
So
but
I don't
that
know.
That day will haunt you for life. We had a lot of tickets that day.
Yeah, but I don't know why. What did you learn from this experience when we're talking about being over the hill and the hill flattening is that I was not taking a dig at you.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, no, because, I mean, clearly, there would be other digs that I could take, like with chairs and, you know, instances at Bill Nimmo's place. I could take a dig if I wanted to, but I have not done that.
I
certainly didn't call you Grande.
Oh, yes. Oh, man.
I say it's very difficult for people out there.
Yeah, I mean, losing weight and trying to get to maintain your weight, it's very hard. But that'd be another day to talk about. You know, I've been on every diet out there, you know, ups and downs. And maybe just one of these days, I will be skinny like you.
One of these days, it'll take.
Yeah.
Well, have fun. It's always good to talk with you.
Oh, you too. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. All right, there we go. Now, I am really getting bad repped. I would never make fun of somebody because of anything. I think that's bad. I don't make fun of people about that sort of thing. But history is history. And if you break chairs and do things like that, that's just part of history. We have about 5 minutes left here. Does anybody have anything to say about the memory thing or anything about that phone call or anything about... our guest yesterday on the program, give us a call. We love hearing from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got something kind of fun we're going to do next hour. So you want to stay tuned. It's not a guest. It's just you and me on the toll-free line here, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So I'm not going to tell you about it till next hour because we've only got a little bit of time left here. But give us a ring. 740-383-9944. Don't forget today, when this show goes off the air, it is the Charlie Evers Show. I believe his guest today is James Anderson. I'm sure they'll talk a lot about this Bobcat sighting here in Marion. That's 10 a.m. till 12 noon today, Charlie Evers. And they also take your phone calls. And then we have Swap Shop with Glenn Coble, 12:15 to 1 p.m., where you can sell your items. And I know Glenn did pretty well with that last week. Had some callers that had not called in before, so that's always a good thing. So Swap Shop with Glenn Coble, 12:15 to 1 today, and the Adam the Computer Guy Show, 2:10 to 3 p.m. today. All kinds of great programming right here on WWGH Radio. Now, what I wanted to say about the listeners was I have had so many great listener encounters in the last couple weeks just around the area in stores, wherever. And I just want to say thank you for all those fun, nice things that you have said. They're always complimentary, and nobody's ever said anything negative, and they're fun, and they're funny. So I always appreciate when you say something, and I know there's a lot of people out there listening, and I'm just appreciative of that. And as I said not too long ago, I don't know if I said it on the air or not, but Charlie and I were talking last week about how it seems like the good old days of radio, when people were calling in a lot and having a lot of fun and sharing stories, because we record everything here. So all this stuff that we say and do will live on forever. And that is a very cool thing for the people who will come through Marion in the years to come. The many, many years to come that we still have. And again, Jeff Ruth here tomorrow, I believe the entire morning. That's going to be something. He and Charlie will have a lot to reminisce about. They spent a lot of time simultaneously in broadcasting here in Marion. And I always enjoy having Jeff on my show. That's always a lot of fun to talk to him about what's going on in the world. And then to have him on during the Exchange Club tomorrow from 12 to 1 will be fun, because that is a show where we don't know what we're going to talk about, but it's a great time talking, figuring out what we're going to talk about, which we do on the air. You know, I was thinking yesterday, I got this apple butter for Christmas from Charlie, and I have not tried it yet. I just have not went to the store and bought any English muffins, which is how I like it. English muffins, butter, toasted, and then you put some apple butter on it. And I haven't done it yet, and I've got to get that done, because I am craving this apple butter. And now time is flying by so fast. You know, Christmas has been more than a month ago now. So I've got to get into this apple butter, see how it tastes. It looks very, very good. So I'm going to have to do that. Maybe we'll check next hour and see if any... I still don't know what's in that Payless. I drive by every day, and it looks like it's open, but I don't see any cars there. I really don't know what's going on there. So if you know about what's going in and what's going on with the old Payless here in Marion, maybe you can tell us next hour. We're going to break. Come back in about 10 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Mrs. Barack Obama.
You said, now you'd be able to die happy. Why did that mean so much?
Well, you see, I'm 106, and this is my wish. I always wish that would happen. I wish I would have a part of it, and I could go to heaven and tell my Lord about it.
We can never know this, but what was it like to be told you can't eat at a certain restaurant? What was your experience with that?
But you know, when you born and raised up in this violence, you didn't know any better. You didn't pay any attention. You would pass this restaurant and it say white. Then you miss, oh, you can't go in there because that's white. That's for white. Then you go to the other one or go someplace there. Oh, we can go in here because it's black. And then you go in black. And a lot of white people like black people's cooking. And they would go in our restaurant sometime and get what they want to eat, or either have you to fix it, or either come to their house and cook. They would eat to the dining room, and you would eat in the kitchen. You come in the back door, and you leave in the back door. And we didn't pay any attention because we just figured that was time. That was like it gonna be. I didn't ever think it would ever be a change. But it is.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Mary Road, telephone 740-225.